Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Apache-style call-and-response riff for Jungle and old-school DNB, but we're giving it a crunchy sampler texture, so it hits with a more modern, aggressive edge inside Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not just to make a bass line. We're making a little conversation. One phrase says something, the next phrase answers it, and the breakbeat underneath keeps everything moving like a proper DNB roller. This is one of those techniques that can carry an entire drop section, because it gives you identity fast, without needing a big melodic lead. We'll keep this completely stock Ableton, so you can follow along with the tools already in the box. Simpler, sampler, operator or wave eatable, EQ8, saturator, drum bus, utility, and a bit of resampling. If you've ever wanted that old-school jungle energy with a slightly tougher, dirtier finish, this is a great place to start. First, set your tempo. Aim for 170 BPM. If you want it a little looser and more vintage, you can drift down toward 166 or 168, but 170 is a really solid sweet spot for this lesson. It gives you that classic jungle pace while still feeling tight and controlled. Now set up a simple track layout. Keep it clean and practical. One track for the breakbeat, one for the sub, one for the mid-bass or res layer, one for the Apache-style sample texture, and one for effects or atmospherics. That's enough to build the whole idea without getting lost in unnecessary layers. Before we start writing notes, let's talk headroom. Leave yourself at least about -6 dB on the master while you're building. Don't rush to limit or squash things yet. DNB lives and dies by transient punch and low-end separation, so give the mix room to breathe from the beginning. Now for the breakbeat. You can use an amen, a think break, or any funk break with clear kick and snare detail. Drag it into simpler in slice mode if you want to trigger individual hits, or keep it as audio and chop it manually. Either way, the break needs to leave space for the riff. That's the key. A good Apache-style phrase does not want a break that's too crowded. If the break is firing on every possible gap, the bass and sample won't have anywhere to speak. So listen carefully for the moments where the snare lands, and think about those as punctuation marks. In jungle, the snare is often the sentence ending. Build your bass and sample rhythm around it, not on top of it. On the break track, clean up the very low end with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. Then, if you want a little more attitude, add drum bus with a touch of drive and crunch. Keep it subtle. We want the break to feel energized, not crushed. If you're using simpler, classic mode can help bring out that crunchy transient character, which works nicely for old-school flavor. Next, build the sub. Keep this clean and simple. Use operator or wave eatable, but make it behave like a proper sub instrument. Think sine wave, mono mode, very controlled note lengths, and no unnecessary stereo width. The sub should carry the weight, but it should never fight the kick or the break. Write only a few notes across the bar pattern. The sub does not need to be busy. In fact, the more you leave out, the more impact the notes have. Keep the movement focused, maybe sitting around notes in a comfortable low register like D sharp to G, or whatever key fits your track. Add short rests so the drums can breathe. In DNB, silence is part of the groove. Now for the mid-bass or res layer. This is where the riff gets character. Wave eatable is a great choice here. Start with a saw bass tone, maybe two slightly detuned saws or a saw and square blend. Add some saturator after it to thicken the harmonics, and maybe a bit of chorus if you want a wider feel. But don't let the low end get smeared. The sub stays mono and clean. The mid-bass is where the personality lives. Here's the important part. Write the bass as a call and response. Think of it as two halves. The first half, the call, should be more rhythmic and direct. Maybe just 2 to 4 notes, with a syncopated shape that grabs attention. The second half, the response, can answer with a different rhythm, a longer note, or a slightly more aggressive phrase. A nice trick is to make the response slightly less obvious than the call. Don't just repeat the same idea. Change the rhythm, change the note length, or shift the accent so it feels like the track is talking back. That little bit of difference is what makes it musical instead of mechanical. For example, you might place a strong bass hit on beat 1, then another push on the end of 2. Then, in the next bar, let the response come in after the snare, maybe with a descending tail or a held note. That contrast is the hook. The bass should feel like it's in conversation with itself. Now let's bring in the crunchy sample texture. This is where the Apache flavor really comes alive. Use something with attitude. A chopped vocal syllable, a horn stab, a dusty percussion hit, a guitar chunk, a field recording, anything with a bit of personality. Drop it into simpler or sampler and shape it like a stab, not a full lead line. If you want quick results, Simpler in one-shot or slice mode is perfect. If you want more control, Sampler gives you a little extra flexibility for pitch and envelope shaping. Either way, make it short and punchy. Turn on the filter, shorten the amp envelope, and give it some grit with saturator or even redux if you want extra crunch. A really useful sound design approach here is to think of the sample texture as part of the rhythm section. It should answer the bass, not sit on top of it like a melody. If the sample is too long, too bright, or too wide, it can step on the snare and blur the groove. Keep the attack quick, the decay short, and the filtering focused. You can start with a filter cutoff somewhere between 500 Hz and 3000 Hz depending on the source, then adjust from there. Add a little drive if it needs dirt. Reduce the voices to 1 if you want it to behave more like a chopped monophonic stab. That helps the whole thing feel more percussive and old school. Now program the sample so it replies to the bass. If the bass call lands in bar 1, let the sample answer on the offbeat or near the end of the bar. If the bass response happens in bar 2, maybe the sample punctuates the phrase ending. The idea is that the bass and sample are trading lines, while the break keeps the engine running underneath. At this point, the groove starts to matter even more than the notes. The best versions of this idea feel locked together rhythmically. The bass should sit with the break, not float above it. You can extract groove from the break and apply it lightly to the bass MIDI, but be careful not to overswing the sub. Keep the low end mostly straight. Let the mid bass and sample lean into the groove a little more. A great teacher habit here is to listen for the snare and use it as your anchor. Shift a bass note a little late if you want laid back pressure. Let the sample hit slightly early if you want it to feel punchy. But always ask yourself whether the snare still cuts through clearly. If not, the riff is probably too busy. You can also glue the drums together with a subtle glue compressor or drum bus on the drum bus. Keep the compression gentle. We're talking maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, not a heavy squeeze. The point is to make the break feel cohesive, not flattened. Once the MIDI idea is working, try resampling it. This is one of the best moves in jungle and old school DNB. Solo the bass and sample texture, record them to a new audio track, and chop the result into small pieces. Suddenly the riff feels more like a record and less like a straight synth pattern. That resampled audio becomes a playground. You can reverse little hits, create tiny fades, add stutters before the snare, or pitch down the end of a phrase for a bit of menace. If you automate the filter on the resampled texture, you can open it up during the call and close it slightly during the response to build tension. Small moves like that make a huge difference. Now think about arrangement. Don't just loop this forever and hope it feels like a drop. Give it some structure. An easy approach is to build an 8 or 16 bar section, where the first 4 bars establish the call and response, the next 4 add a little variation, then you thin things out for tension before bringing the full idea back harder. For example, you could start the drop with just drums and sub for 1 bar, bring in the mid-bass call on the next bar, let the sample response appear on bar 3, then add a fill or pickup into bar 5 or bar 9. You want the section to feel like it's evolving, even if the core loop stays recognizable. In a DJ-friendly arrangement, the hook has to be memorable quickly, but it also has to survive repetition. That means you need a strong central idea and just enough variation in the endings, fills, or texture changes to keep it moving. Now let's clean up the mix. Use EQA to separate responsibilities. The sub should stay focused on the low end, with everything above it filtered out. The mid-bass can be high-passed around 70 to 120 Hz depending on the sound. The sample texture should usually be high-passed even higher, maybe somewhere between 150 and 400 Hz, so it doesn't interfere with the core drum and bass weight. Also check mono compatibility. Keep the sub mono with utility set to 0 width if needed. Avoid widening the low end. If you want stereo, keep it in the mids and highs. Jungle can sound huge, but the weight still needs to sit in the center. If the sample texture is masking the snare, reduce its level or cut some low mids around 250 to 500 Hz. If the bass feels too soft on small speakers, a touch of saturator on the bass bus can help bring out harmonics, but don't overdo it. Crunch is good, harshness is not. A really useful creative habit is to test the riff by muting the sample texture. If the groove still feels strong with just drums and bass, then your core idea is solid. If everything falls apart, the sample may be doing too much work and the bass rhythm might need to be stronger on its own. If the riff feels stiff, don't immediately add more notes. First try shortening one note, moving one hit a few milliseconds, changing a velocity, or removing a bass hit where the break is already busy. Often the fix is subtraction, not addition. That's a big part of the jungle mindset. density and silence are in conversation with each other. You can also experiment with advanced variations. Try swapping the roles of the two phrases every 8 bars, so the bass leads first and then the sample leads later. Or displace the response rhythm so it starts on the end of one, on beat 2, or just before the snare. That slightly wrong feeling can sound amazing in old-school DNB. Another nice variation is register change. Keep the rhythm the same, but move one phrase up or down an octave. That gives you variation, without rewriting the whole pattern. You can also split the response across layers, with one short stab, one muted bass note, and one tiny reverse hit, all answering from different frequency ranges.